An ad prior to spring break sparked the controversy over contraception. Printed in Madison campus newspapers, the ad by UW Health Services reminded students emergency contraception was available in case it might be needed. Republican Representative Dan LeMahieu wants to ban such ads and prevent campus health services from dispensing what's commonly referred to as the morning after pill.
I think the mission of the UW system is education, not family planning. And I think this is where they're going with advertisements like this, with promotions like this.
The Oostburg Republican insists his bill is narrowly drafted and that regular hormonal birth control pills wouldn't be banned. The Attorney General has disagreed in an advisory opinion. And critics like Democratic Representative Therese Brousseau of Madison say the bill won't stop sex between unmarried students.
It's important to remember that we're talking about legal adults here. They may be young, but they are over 18. I think the author and its sponsors are determined to stop behavior they believe to be immoral.
Lots of college students were at the legislative hearing, even though it's summer break. Entomology student Nadine Kriska opposes LeMahieu's bill.
I feel that he's just not on the right track with this bill and that it's more just his own personal beliefs.
The proposal would ban emergency contraception at all campus health facilities. The only exception would be UW Hospital. The campus health services are not paid for with tax dollars, but rather student fees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.